it's my pleasure to welcome a double shot of special guest here to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. First of all, from Stillwater, State Senator Michelle Bachmann, candidate for the 6th District U.S. Congress seat in the election coming up in November. Michelle Bachmann, welcome back to the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Captain Ed, as always, a pleasure. I'm saluting you right now.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. I appreciate that. And I understand you're going to be doing a you're just about ready to step off with a parade out. And where is this parade at?
It is the great parade in the city of Centerville, Minnesota. Centerville is up by Lionel Lakes, just off of 35E and the main street up there. And it's just the best parade. You just show up, and away you go, and the people are happy, pumped, excited, so we can't wait to get going.
Now, you are doing more parades these days, Michelle Bachmann, than even the bagpipe band I used to be with. You're everywhere. Do you ever get to the point where you start to mix up the town that you're in?
Are you kidding? No, absolutely not. Every community in the 6th Congressional is completely different, but there's one unifying feature. They are fun people. People think of Minnesota people as being kind of laid back and staid and stoic Norwegians, but I'll tell you what, people in Minnesota have an awesome sense of humor, and I love being here today in Centerville. It's going to be so much fun.
I'd like to also welcome this show for the first time from the 3rd Congressional District in Pennsylvania, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Representative Phil English. Welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network, Congressman English.
Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the promotion. I'm not actually chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, but I have been there for 12 years.
You will be someday. That's what I'm aiming at, Representative English.
Well,
it's a prediction.
Frankly, thank you so much. I'm here to campaign for Michelle because Michelle is a proven tax cutter and is committed to a pro-growth tax agenda that we think is already helping the country, and her opponent has taken a radically different approach that I think is out of line with, you know, where people want to go in this part of Minnesota. It's a real privilege to be here, and this is going to be a very exciting congressional race.
Well, that's great. Let's talk a little bit about the campaign here. Michelle, I've been part of an organization that's created an initiative called Right Roots, and you're one of the 18 races that we're focusing on in this upcoming campaign. Also, Mark Kennedy's Senate race is also one of those races, and we're raising some money from that because we feel that this upcoming election has so many national implications that we really have to make sure that we're focusing on those on what the races that we feel are going to be close, and make sure that they get pulled into the Republican column. What do you see as those issues for people who want to donate to you on a national basis that you're contributing to this campaign?
Well, Ed, you're right. We're going to see a dramatic difference in this country based upon who wins just a very few pivotal seats. My congressional race is one of the top five in the country out of 435 congressional seats, and I'm so thankful and appreciative that you're focusing on this race because, as I see it, there are two main watershed issues that will impact this country. One will be how we deal with the war against terrorism, with Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda. This is a very real threat to American safety, and it's imperative that we continue to know who the bad guys are and defeat them. That's number one. And I'll tell you what, the president and the Republican-controlled Congress are making the right decision to stand strong for America and American interests and to defeat the terrorists. The second issue would be President Bush's tax cuts. He was absolutely right to have tax cuts. Revenues have skyrocketed because of those tax cuts. I will stand strong with the president to continue to make his tax cuts permanent. Those are two things that the voter needs to know. They'll have a strong military defense, defending American interests, and we will see tax cuts that will produce greater prosperity for Americans.
Now, we'll come back to the war in a minute, but Representative English, future chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, I predict it here and now. Let's talk about you have a lot to do with taxation and the way tax policy is formulated in Congress. Let's talk about the current situation as regards spending and taxation in Washington.
Absolutely.
And the impact that a Michelle Bachmann can make in Washington if and when she is elected to the 6th District here. Let's talk about the battles that retaining these tax cuts faced in your committee and in Congress today, Representative English.
Well, it all comes down to who is in control of the process. And to put this into perspective, Ed, yesterday there was an announcement that came out of Washington that the OMB was lowering its deficit projections by $111 billion for this year. What that means is that literally over the last couple of years, as a share of the economy, our deficit has been nearly cut in half. You haven't heard that from the mainstream media, but these are the facts. And the reason is we've had a big infusion of revenue because of economic growth. High-income taxpayers are actually paying more taxes under these policies. And as a result, we're rapidly bringing down the national deficit. The key to thing to understand here is that because of the way the economy works, we need to maintain economic growth and maintain these tax policies if we're going to get to a balanced budget. Some people, like Michelle's opponent, are strongly committed to raising taxes. That is effectively what she's in favor of doing because she's not in favor of making the current tax policies permanent. You know, I think that the battles that we have in Ways and Means are going to be shaped by the outcome of a few elections like this one, where on one hand, you have Michelle Bachmann, who has a very strong position on taxes, very pro-family. On the other hand, you have Patty Wetterling, who's been campaigning recently with Nancy Pelosi in the district. She is a tax-raising liberal, and she was handpicked by the political establishment in Washington. I think that there's a clear contrast here, and this is going to be one of the key issues in one of the key races in the country that dictates whether the Congress tilts toward raising taxes and potentially slowing down the economy or maintaining a path of growing the economy through the right kind of tax policies and potentially, at the end of the day, fundamental tax reform.
Representative English, this is Ed again. And, you know, Mitch asked a pretty good question, but I think just want to give our readers, our listeners, a quick overview of what Ways and Means actually does, because I think a lot of people don't understand that the Ways and Means Committee really is the committee in the House that dictates how revenues are generated.
The Ways and Means Committee is the mother of all committees in the House of Representatives. It's actually referenced in the Constitution, and specifically all revenue items initiate there. All tax bills have to start in the Ways and Means Committee in order to go through Congress and get to the president. We have not only tax responsibility, but also Medicare responsibility. Social Security is part of our jurisdiction. Welfare reform is part of our jurisdiction. We have a major part of the domestic agenda parked in the Ways and Means Committee. And within Minnesota, Jim Ramstead, who's long served with me on the Ways and Means Committee, is now one of the senior members and is a subcommittee chairman. Minnesota has a big input in what we do in the Ways and Means Committee. We need someone like Michelle Bachmann, who has a tax background, who understands tax issues, and also understands how the impact on middle-class families and the economy in order to maintain the right policies.
Senator Michelle Bachmann, Mitch Berg here. You took a little bit of flack from some of your local critics for having opposed or at least not aggressively supported the taxpayers' Bill of Rights. As someone who, speaking for myself and by extension the entire Republican base here in Minnesota, the thing that I vote for most of all, I mean, along with the war, as you mentioned a few moments ago, is someone who is a tax and spending hawk. So, Senator Michelle Bachmann, convince me that you are a budget hawk.
I'll be happy to. I was the lead Senate author for the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. I went to the Taxpayers' League of Minnesota and told them what a wonderful idea the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights was to limit government spending in the state of Colorado. It turned Colorado into an economic powerhouse because it limited state spending to reasonable rates of growth, inflation plus population growth. And the wonder of that bill, actually, is that the citizens of the state got to vote on tax increases. There weren't automatic tax increases in that bill. The taxpayers would get to vote on tax increases, which means government would have to prove its case for spending. That's a marvelous thing. And then they'd have to go before the voter. I also was the chief author for elimination of the death tax here in the state of Minnesota. You guys know it's really rough to live in Minnesota with the taxes. It's almost impossible to die in Minnesota because of our death taxes. So I tried to eliminate the death tax. And also, I want to eliminate the alternative minimum tax. That's a huge drain on our economy, the alternative minimum tax, and it hurts small businesses. My husband and I own a clinic here in the 6th District, we've created 30 jobs, good-paying jobs. And one thing we see is that the alternative minimum tax is hurting the middle class and the job creators. We want to do everything we can to bolster our economy, and I believe that with my background as a federal tax attorney, that I'd be able to bring that level of expertise and knowledge into the United States Congress to effectively lower taxes for all segments of our population.
Michelle, just really quickly, what do you see, what's the message that's coming from your opponent on economic policy? I know that Representative English has already talked about the fact that she wants to reverse the tax cuts and effectively raise taxes. Has there been any other coherent message from your opponent on economic policy?
Well, coherency is not something that we necessarily use to describe my opponent. Unfortunately, she hasn't really come out with an economic platform, and her whole platform is regarding the issue of the tragic loss of her son, and we applaud her for the work that she has done in that particular area. But there really hasn't been a call for economic stability and prosperity and a plan to deal with some of the challenges that we're going to be dealing with in the future, some of the budgetary pressures, for instance, on Medicare and some of the expanding programs that we see in our country. That's one thing that I want to do is bring a positive message. Really, we have good news to share in this nation in that our nation actually is seeing an expansion of our economy. Minnesota's economy is the best it's been in 10 years. We have low unemployment nationwide. In Minnesota, we have far lower than the national average at 3.6%. So we have a very good story to tell, and I want to continue to be a part of that story.